Hey, welcome to the film podcast.
My name is Ricardo. Chekhovian pause.
My name is Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
Madam Scott.
I'm Brandon.
I think you said Madam Scott.
Madam Scott.
My name is Madam Scott.
Am I an idiot? I don't know what you mean by Chekhovian.
Chekhovian?
Chekhovian.
Yeah.
I definitely am an idiot. Don't know what you mean.
Like Chekhov, the acting, whatchamacallit? It's just a long pause. A Chekhovian pause.
Oh, okay.
So today we're talking about, what are we talking about?
We're talking about
Shakespeare writing his own plays.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
And Chekhovian.
The autumn movie preview.
Autumn.
Well, it's the movies that'll take us to the end of the year, right? I would say.
We're doing holidays too?
Yeah. We're going to go all the way to December, guys.
What?
Seriously?
You said fall.
Well, fall, I mean, isn't that fall as well?
No.
It is actually.
With global warming now, I think it's pushed
back. As someone whose birthday is on the cusp, is on the equinox,
see?
It is pretty much all fall. Only 3 days exist after fall in the holiday season.
See? This guy knows, and he knows about Egyptian theories and...
Not Egyptian.
Aztec
stuff.
The Aztec calendar.
I don't remember you studying archaeology.
December 22nd.
Jacobian theories and shit.
That's when winter starts? Is December 22nd?
Yeah, winter doesn't start until the end of December.
I didn't know that.
So we're talking about fucking
movies.
So we
can go up until December 21st, Ricardo.
Yeah. So by this time, this will air Monday, so people will have seen Gone Girl, probably, and maybe Annabelle. Maybe some people... will have seen Left Behind.
I think a lot of people will have seen Left Behind.
Oh, I want to see Left Behind so bad.
Not necessarily people who listen to this podcast, but all the people I used to go to church with probably will.
Ooh.
But it's not billed. What's amazing about that remake, though, it's not, well, except for some of the posters, it doesn't have any specifically religious bent. Like, it's played more of a thriller, like, at least in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
But the posters, a lot of the posters have reviews by Satan.
Really?
Have you seen that?
No.
Some of the marketing posters have reviews where it says, "Do not see this movie, Satan."
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder how they got that quote. Like, who do they...
They obviously are familiar with Satan or any of his denizens in hell.
Or
in
maybe
the
it's some guy named Homer P. Satan or something.
Who could they know? They could know Beelzebub?
Yeah.
They could know the three-headed dog whose name is escaping me at the moment.
Cerebus.
Yeah. Cerebro. He uses them to find the mutants.
Cerebro. Cerebus.
Goddamn nerd.
All right. So Left Behind. Let's start off with the past week. So I'm gonna go see Gone Girl. I know this is coming out as the weekend has passed with Gone Girl, but I'm gonna go see.
But
that.
We're all excited for Gone Girl.
Yeah, I am curious about Annabelle. I did like The Conjuring, and I'll check it out. Annabelle.
I've heard it's like super boring and trite, though.
Well,
let's talk about how bad Dracula Untold looks.
So the interesting thing about Dracula Untold, right, is that it's not the first, but it. Whether or not it succeeds or fails, well, if it succeeds or fails, will determine if it becomes part of Universal's new MonsterVerse.
I hope it fails.
I don't think this is going to be part of it, because this is a prequel, kind of.
I know, but they did a reshoot that ties it in to, if it is successful, they can bridge it into whatever their new MonsterVerse is.
Because
The Mummy is a modern-day adventure,
yeah.
And they added in a scene at the end that like ties it into the modern day.
How? What mummy?
Do you want me to...
With a new...
They're developing a new mummy movie.
Not the Stephen Summers mummy.
I thought
mummy.
You were talking about the Stephen Summers.
Yeah, no, it's not Stephen Summers. Universal is doing a new mummy movie that is set in the modern day and is the same kind of adventure, you know, grand adventure epic or whatever. So that is officially the first in what their possible MonsterVerse simulating Marvel's thing is. But they added in a reshoot scene in Dracula Untold to bridge that into it if Dracula Untold has any kind of success that they want to include it.
It's always a good sign when they're retconning before it comes out. Just in case.
And it looks so bad.
It looks like the worst.
It looks like Frankenstein.
Was it, I want to say it was on Badass Digest where they had that awesome write-up about Dracula Untold. And it's like, which is how it was misnamed because... If you see the trailer, you already know the story, so it is now told.
If Dracula Untold was a pamphlet that they handed out, that would be the movie trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad for what Luke Evans, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had a bad run, man.
He just is in a lot of really shitty movies.
Ben Kingsley's probably in it somewhere. I don't know. Who's the other heavy in it? They have to have someone else of name in it, right?
I don't know. Do they?
Who else is it?
The other main guy, Dominic Cooper.
Yeah, oh, it's Dominic Cooper.
He's in a lot of shit stuff, though.
Dominic Cooper's so good, though.
He's Charles Dance, I feel bad for him.
That's who I'm thinking of, is Charles Dance. Yeah.
He plays like the vampire who makes Dracula.
I wish instead of Charles Dance, it was Tony Danza. That'd be a fun movie, you know? He's like, Dracula, you know?
It just bums me out because he's a guy who has a lot more visibility because of Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
And he's amazing. He's really good. But this is the shit he gets pulled into, you know?
I saw a short with Charles Dance where he played a clerk, like a men's store clerk. It was
a what store?
A men's store clerk.
Men's store.
Yeah. And he was selling trousers and stuff. And it was pretty captivating, surprisingly enough, directed by James Franco. Written directed by James Franco. It was actually interesting. It's probably like the best thing he's ever directed.
Burn.
So October 10th, we got The Judge.
He said
out.
It was the best.
It's the best of the best.
The Judge.
With honor.
How do you guys feel about The Judge?
Here's the thing about The Judge. So the first time I saw the trailer, I was like, I feel bad for being so into this. But the more I see it, the more I figure out what it is, yeah. If that makes sense.
I haven't...
The more it reveals the bait at the center of it.
I feel like I haven't seen like the official trailer all.
I feel like I've seen it.
I've seen a lot of.
I haven't even seen that many movies in theaters, but it's in front of everything I see.
I haven't seen a movie in theaters in such a long time.
So
I've seen a lot of the teaser or the TV teasers, but from what I've heard from people, it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like though it's one of those engineered heartstring movies.
Yeah. The first thing I thought when I saw the trailer was I think. Janusz Kaminski did some photography. That's the first thing I thought. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, it's him. So it's really heavy-handed with the cinematography.
It feels heavy-handed with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It feels like, you know what this feels like? Like the home run derby. Like where you're like, we're just watching these guys, you know, hit home runs. It's not really that fun. It's not as fun as a game.
I mean, they really kind of load the deck with... Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah. Well, it's like the home run derby. If before it you saw the video tale of like a father and his, you know, mentally handicapped son who strived through all of this like resistance to get to the home run derby. And then like you're in, right? You've bought into the whole thing.
Yeah. I guess
and then he knocks it out of the park.
I guess so. I'm not really that interested in seeing this movie, actually.
I'm not really.
Yeah. But it's Dobkin. It's David Dobkin. He did Fred Claus, Mr. Woodcock, Wedding Crashers, Shanghai Nights. So I don't know. I don't know how
felt. What an illustrious resume.
Well, that's why it's so weird. Like it's just a weird movie. Like it feels like a studio put this together. Like, hey, let's put a dream team together and just, you know, and
wait,
and,
but this director is a dream team director?
Well,
it feels like Robert Downey Jr. put it together.
You think so?
And was like, I want something that's I'm doing the superhero movie thing. I'm playing Iron Man all the time. I want to do something that's like down home, you know, story, you know, something personal, like a family story.
Yeah.
And like, this is all of that to the nth degree.
Yeah.
It is in a small town. So you get all that shit, big city guy in a small town, conflict with his father.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets to act against like a heavy Robert Duvall.
That's true. Robert Duvall's always good, though.
He is always good.
Heavy Robert Duvall?
He's no, really
like,
he's
like
really
he put on weight.
It was like,
the robe just makes him look bigger.
I'm not judging, man.
I'm Tom Hagen. I'm so fat. So also coming out October 10th, we have Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
This looks nothing like the book. I'm just going to put that out there.
I know. I was saying the same thing.
Book? I've never read the book at all.
Well, I saw the play.
I knew it was a book.
And I...
There was a play?
Yeah.
How did it go from book to play to movie?
I saw the play. It was at my school.
Oh, okay.
At my college. I don't know.
Is it funny?
The play was, but then again, I feel like maybe...
That was the question.
It was because I knew the people in it, and so everything's funnier when you know the cast, you know?
Oh, sure. The audience was stacked.
Yeah.
I remember enjoying the book as a kid, and I'm honestly, my only problem with the movie based on the trailer is the CGI kangaroo. Other than that, it looks kind of funny.
Yeah, it looks okay.
But like the CGI kangaroo,
yeah, it looks okay.
He's like, no, don't do that. Why? No kangaroo, because it looks really shitty. Looks like a really shitty CGI kangaroo. It's okay, like, oh hey, look.
I don't think kids are gonna care about that.
Kids aren't gonna care, but I do.
Yeah.
So they well, should take it out. They don't care about what you think.
Is it PG, Ricardo?
The movie. Let me see. It is.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know how to find the rating on the desktop version of it of IMDb.
It should be right at the
it's
top.
PG, yeah.
It's a Disney poster. Movie. It's not. Yeah, it's a Disney family movie. It's not going to be above PG.
But it's so this movie is directed by Miguel Arteta, who did Star Maps.
Excuse me,
Arteta. I guess you would say in English. he did. Do you guys remember Star Maps? It's an old, like, early '90s indie movie.
Wait anyway. A minute. There's a new movie coming out called Star Maps.
Yeah, it's Maps to the Stars.
Yeah.
That's David Cronenberg.
Oh, we're not there okay. yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting there. We're getting slow down.
hey, you brought it up.
And then he did a Youth in Revolt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Wait, didn't he? He did The Good Girl.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, that too. Yeah.
And Chuck and Buck.
Yeah.
Chuck and Buck.
Yeah.
Movies I actually enjoy.
Oh, Chuck and Buck is good. Yeah. The Good Girl, though.
Oh, and Cedar Rapids.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. But he Cedar Rapids was actually really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah,
it's
Rapids.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's got Steve Carell, Jennifer Garner. I don't know. I might check it out, but I'll wait for it to go to like the $3 theater or like HBO.
Yeah, I don't need to see it on the big screen. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I agree.
All right. So we're still on October 10th. We got Dracula Untold, which we talked about. We got a movie called Addicted that I know nothing about, but I do want to talk about. Whiplash.
But we all love Tyson Beckford.
Yeah, we love him. He's the best.
I've heard it's a wannabe 50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
But with black people.
Addicted or Whiplash?
Addicted.
Addicted.
I want to see 50 Shades of Grey by Tyler Perry with Madilia.
Oh my God, that I would love that.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds
no,
awesome. Sounds
like... Oh no, it sounds amazing because the sexuality of it would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh God, it would be amazing.
So we got, like I said, Whiplash.
All of the S&M would have so much comedy in it.
Yeah.
Like all this forced comedy.
Whiplash.
Yeah.
What
is that?
Whiplash is the movie with Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons. It's about the guy who wants to be a jazz drummer.
Oh.
It actually looks really, really good.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Reiser. Right,
I've heard it's really good too.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard good things.
It's been around the festivals for a while.
Yeah. So that I'm looking forward to. Basically, the synopsis is a promising young drummer enrolls in a cutthroat music conservatory, are mentored by an instructor who will stop at nothing to realize his student's potential. He's kind of a dick.
Which means J.K. Simmons swears a lot and insults them.
Well, I love that line.
In awesome ways.
It's like the creepiest line in the trailer is when he says, like, the worst thing.
The worst words
that you can say to anyone are good job.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
I want to see this movie so bad.
Yeah. All right. Also, October 10th, unlimited release is St. Vincent. This actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, it stars Bill Murray, Melissa McCarthy, Naomi Watts, Chris O'Dowd, Terrence Howard, and this kid, Jaden Lieberher, who actually, let me look him up and see if... No, this is the wrong kid.
If... Excuse me. My microphone. If people haven't read it, there's, I think it was in Vice, a piece written by the director of this movie about how he got Bill Murray in the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. It's, a lot of people know about Bill Murray and his voicemail that you have to leave messages for to get him to work on something, but this is a great story.
Give us a little taste of it.
Excuse me. So the director left some initial voicemails because he thought he'd be really good for the part. And he didn't get in touch with them. He kept trying to get in touch with them, But eventually he got a call and Bill Murray said, like, well, you know, and he sent the copy of the script and everything. Bill Murray said, well, I read the script. I like it. I'd love to talk to you about it, but I'm going to Cannes. Like, could you meet me in Cannes? He was like, no, I can't. Like, the guy's in South Carolina. He's like, sorry, I can't. I think I was working on a commercial or something. So he couldn't do that. And so then they kind of lost. And he's like, okay, well, we'll get back in touch when I'm in the States. And they kind of lost contact. And then eventually he was in LA and he's like, can you meet me in LA? Like at this day and time. And he's like, okay, sure. So he flew out to LA and he met him at the LAX baggage claim. And I feel like we talked about this on the last episode.
We did.
We did. We absolutely did.
Oh, I thought we talked about it off
halfway
mic.
Through the story.
I think we talked about it off mic.
No, but anyway, he met him at LAX Badge Claim, and he ended up taking him to like his house in Palm Desert.
I think
is by like Pachanga Casino. There's a lot of golf courses out there. Yeah. So Bill Murray hangs out there. And so he hung out at his house. They talked about the script and everything, but that was St. Vincent.
Nice. This kid that comes out in the movie, he plays the young kid Bill Murray's kind of taking care of. Basically, a young boy whose parents are divorced finds an unlikely friend and mentor in a hedonistic war veteran. He's kind of like an old, salty guy, you know.
In Bill Murray,
you know.
He becomes friends with Bill Murray.
Basically.
A funny Gran Torino.
Yeah. A funny, non-crazy.
Racial Gran Torino.
Yeah. all right. So we have another one for the 10th?
No, let's go to the 17th.
No. We got to talk about quick one. Kill the Messenger. Coming out the 10th as well. We got two more for the 10th, and that's it. Kill the Messenger stars Jeremy Renner, Robert Patrick, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Michael Sheen, Michael Kenneth Williams, Ray Liotta, Annie Garcia, and Rosemary DeWitt.
I love Jeremy Renner in anything.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't like him too much. Like, a common thing I've heard about Jeremy Renner is that, like, he's a little distant.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome.
But I love him.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in an episode, a two-parter of Louie last season.
Really?
I don't know if anyone watches Louie.
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah. It was a flashback episode where Louie's daughter, Louie finds his daughter smoking a joint,
mm-hmm.
and he flashes back to like him as a kid in high school, like getting exposed to like marijuana, but having a lot of other things like that he's dealing with. And Jeremy Renner plays a drug dealer, like a local kind of burnout drug dealer. And he's incredible in it.
Really?
Yeah, he's really good.
Jeremy Renner, do you guys remember watching the show on AFC? I think I've talked about this before, where they would follow
AMC?
Like,
IFC. Yeah. Yes.
You remember him from that show?
Well, I don't remember. What was the name of the show?
What show are you talking about?
It's the show about the actors.
Yeah.
But they're following.
Project Greenlight.
No.
They're following these actors around.
Project Spotlight.
No.
No, just pipe down for a second, dude. Let's tell this fucking story, dude.
Project Macbeth.
Project X. No, it was a show where they would follow like a group of like of five actors and kind of their journey in Hollywood and seeing where they would go, where it would take them. And one of the guys who was successful and he was good, and you could tell he was good because you would see him like doing plays on the show. It was a reality show, and it was Jeremy Renner, and he had just done the movie Dahmer. Yeah. and like, you know, it was premiering.
He's awesome in Dahmer, by the way. Yeah,
and he had to pick between two movies, and the two movies were, I forgot what one of them was, but the second one was SWAT. They offered him the part of SWAT, and like he really needed the money. Like he's like, I need the money, and he took SWAT as one of the villains, and but he's still good. I remember seeing SWAT because of him. Like I didn't need to see SWAT, but
I've seen
like,
it on TNT.
Yeah, but I checked it out because
no USA SWAT's a USA
USA movie. Man. But check if you could find the show. I don't know what it's called, but if you could find
the It Factor.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I remember, and it was so crazy, like seeing him break and seeing Dahmer because he was so good.
Yeah Dahmer's on such Netflix, a weird by the show. Way.
Yeah,
if anyone wants to watch it, it's really good. It is haunting. Because I remember seeing Hurt Locker and looking up Jeremy Renner, and he was like 40. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this guy hasn't. I haven't seen him until he was 40.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Okay, last movie we should talk about before we move on is
Dead Snow 2.
This is only on October 10th, by the way.
Yeah. We'll stop whenever
we... So strap in, everyone.
Yeah. All right, so we'll move forward to October 17th and talk about Fury, starring Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf.
David Ayer.
Written and directed by David Ayer. Who else is in it? Shia LaBeouf, Logan,
Michael Pena,
Logan Lerman, Scott Eastwood, John Bernthal, Jason Isaacs, Michael Pena, like you said.
Sorry, I'm excited. That was Michael Pena thrice times.
Three times
he was mentioned, right?
Yeah. I know.
He's just great. He's in that new show, the remake of that British show.
Oh, Grace Point.
Yes.
It's in Grace Point. Yeah. The show that I'm not quite sure what reason it has to exist, but okay. Yeah.
What's the original one called?
Broadchurch.
Broadchurch, yeah.
Yeah.
And Grace Point is a remake of the BBC show.
Yeah. I don't know why.
With David Tennant as well.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing about that.
He's like, yeah, I'm American.
Here's the part of the business I don't understand. I feel like they could have, for cheaper, just bought Broadchurch and aired it on Fox.
I think you would be like, what's up with this fucking British show?
That's crazy.
I think
there's nothing about it.
You're not thinking of Middle America. You're not thinking of Middle America.
Middle America is not Fox. Well, I can't believe I said that. Middle America is nothing but Fox. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they would do.
I don't think they would accept it. People wouldn't accept it.
I don't think they've done anything different with
it. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
But then they also wouldn't own, like, they would just be, they wouldn't own it full out as they do if they,
if
they make it.
They wouldn't have as much control over it. Like, now they can be like, I didn't like this part, so I can change it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Your fiance will back up that they haven't really changed much of anything.
No, no. But it's, if they just show it as is, I mean, it's going to be amazing. It was a good show, so. All right, so Fury. You guys, yay or nay?
I do really want to see it.
Jenny?
But I don't think he's the great director, which is my only hesitation.
He's not a bad director. He just does some weird stuff. Like, meaning, like, he's...
I think he's a better writer than director.
Oh, yeah. But I think he's finding his way. Like, so David Ayer wrote, you know him from, he wrote Training Day. He did Street Kings. He did End of Watch.
Fast and the Furious,
yeah.
I think this seems like a good thing for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, following one group of guys through a battlefield.
So I'm always interested in just seeing, like, I've seeing his progression, and I think this is a movie that's gonna break him, like, out of that experimental mold that he's under. The first thing he did was Harsh Times that he directed. It was with Christian Bale. Do you remember that?
I do. I actually really liked Harsh Times.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was really, really good. That one's the most straightforward directed one. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of weird cuts.
So thank you for reminding me that he did Harsh Times. That makes me feel better about Fury.
Yeah,
and then just because going into it off of End of Watch, I'm like,
it's Training Day, though.
And then he didn't direct that.
I know, but
But
I'm talking about the direction. I'm talking about the direction.
I know the writing is what's good about Training Day.
Yeah. And then he did Street Kings, which is with Keanu Reeves and Forest Whitaker. That movie wasn't bad.
God, I was pleasantly surprised by Street Kings. I did not.
Did you not like it, Bryn?
I don't remember it enough to comment one way or the other.
I enjoyed it.
I remember it as much as I remember Four Brothers.
I never saw Four Brothers.
That's
a low blow for Street Kings.
Yeah.
Street Kings, I'm going to tell you right now, Street Kings is way better than Four Brothers.
I haven't seen Four Brothers, but I could guarantee it's better. It's got Chris Evans. Street Kings has Chris Evans. I forgot about that.
I don't remember him in it.
He plays the DA. He went on to do
23-year-old district attorney.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, he doesn't play a DA. He plays
assistant DA,
internal affairs. He's in internal affairs.
A 23-year-old internal affairs detective. Yeah. Oh, sure.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Way more plausible.
And then he did End of Watch, which was just weirdly directed because it was kind of like, it's kind of like found footage.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not a bad director. He gets good performances out of people. He did do Sabotage. But he's working with Arnold.
Ooh, and Sabotage was hard.
Trying to get Arnold to emote.
I tried that a couple weeks ago.
I can't blame that on Arnold. I don't know that.
Sabotage, I can't blame it on Arnold either.
Yeah,
really.
I had no problem with Arnold in the movie.
Because everyone was great.
I couldn't even finish it.
It was just kind of a clusterfuck of a script.
The girl from The Killing was great.
Mireille Enos?
Yeah.
I loved Arnold in it, frankly.
All the actors are awesome.
Yeah, they killed my family.
You guys are acting like a team.
Yeah.
What is with all this craziness?
You sounded like Sylvester Stallone there for a minute. Stallone and Arnold had a baby. That's what it sounded like.
You're all playing around.
But Fury looks great.
It looks really, really good.
It's about a group of guys.
The trailer looks amazing.
It's about a tank.
Yeah. About a tank. Dude's in a tank.
I'm excited for Shia LaBeouf. Looks odd. You don't see much of Shia LaBeouf in the trailer, but he looks pensive and terse and good.
Yeah.
Which he's is got good. A stash.
Yeah.
He's rocking the stash.
He's rocking the stash. All right. Let's quickly go through this. The Best of Me. I have no interest in seeing that. It's like a chick flick or something.
It's a Nicholas Sparks adaptation. So
no, I will not be seeing that.
I have to. I have no choice.
also October 17th, The Book of Life?
Yeah.
This looks
I'm excited for The Book of Life.
Yeah, me too.
The design is gorgeous.
And the music.
Yeah, the music looks good too, because it's all contemporary. It's like kind of the Moulin Rouge route, right?
Yeah.
It's all contemporary music done in their style.
Yes, in like mariachi.
Right. Yeah. Okay. In the sense that Moulin Rouge was contemporary music done in a musical
style. Let's just not talk about Moulin Rouge at all.
I actually really like Moulin Rouge.
Me too, don't worry.
Yeah. This is your song.
Don't do it.
And Book of Life has some great voice talent. Like,
I'm ignoring you.
It sounds we got to see some extended footage at Comic-Con.
Because you can't.
And it looked really fun.
That's the fucking worst moment in the movie.
Zoe Saldana.
It is, and I hate Fatboy Slim. Sorry, we're going to.
Channing Tatum.
I love Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Decorations.
Día de los Muertos.
Día de los Muertos.
You say it, Ricardo. It would sound better.
Día de los Muertos.
Thank you, Antonio.
There you go.
All it does is remind me of Grim Fandango. Did anyone play Grim Fandango?
No.
It was a Tim Schafer computer game, like adventure game, LucasArts adventure game.
Nope.
They use like Día de los Muertos like iconography. No, it's amazing. It's really good. Yeah. It's like Casablanca meets Dia de los Muertos meets Defending Your Life.
All right.
It's amazing.
Sold.
Guacamelee has really good.
That's way more stylized, I think, than like traditional kind of Dia de los Muertos stuff. But
oh yeah, totally.
But
it's a great style.
Book of Life looks really good. I will say that the Book of Life has a terrible trailer.
It does, because when I saw the trailer, I had no interest in it. No. So I saw the footage at Comic-Con.
It's played like a romantic comedy in the trailer.
It was so awesome.
Like a bad romantic comedy.
It's a full-on like comedy. I loved it.
But the visuals keep me engaged.
The trailer just made me think of a Day of the Dead romantic comedy adaptation of Monkey Bone for some reason.
I see Monkey Bone,
and I was in.
Based but on, I kind of like
based
Monkey
just
Bone.
On the trailer. I love Monkey Bone.
Yeah.
So I was in. The trailer was good enough to get me on board.
Yeah. Also, October 17th. We should say Book of Life is directed and written, I think, by
George R. Gutierrez.
Yep.
Protege of Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro. Yeah.
Yeah. Produced by Guillermo.
Also, right? yeah, totally. He was there at Comic-Con. That's the best part of Comic-Con, just seeing Guillermo del Toro talk.
He's so great.
He's really
so
good.
Funny.
Dude. He's an amazing speaker.
Just a guy.
He's the new... never mind, I won't say it.
Whoa, no, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, Kevin Smith used to be so entertaining to just listen to, to him like rant.
No, he's a gas bag now.
Yeah, but now Guillermo del Toro's like, I would watch him like talk about shit for like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And that'd be a good like hour stand-up.
Well, the difference between Guillermo del Toro and Kevin Smith when you're listening to them talk, he is honest... But he can back his shit up with skill.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith cannot.
Whoa, dude.
Sorry.
I'm staying out of that.
Kevin Smith is the ultimate marketer, where he will come out saying the thing he's doing is different and crazy and everyone will love it. And then 2 years after it's out, he'll talk about how shit it is and how like all this other stuff was hampering him in the process. That's what he's done in the last like 3 movies.
Also coming out also coming out October 17th is a movie I just saw last night, and I can't stop thinking about it. It's pretty fucking amazing. And that is Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
God, I'm just excited for Michael Keaton to be back.
Yeah, he's back.
Like, starring in a movie.
He's awesome. Mm-hmm. But not only is Michael Keaton awesome, but like, there's no squeaky wheel on this thing. Like, everything runs perfect. Like,
who else? You got Ed Norton?
Ed Norton.
Emma Stone?
Let me go down the list. Emma Stone, Naomi Watts, Ed Norton, Michael Keaton, Zach Galifianakis, Andrea Riseborough, Amy Ryan. Who else?
Amy Ryan's good. Amy Ryan needs to be in more things.
Yeah, she should.
She's really good.
Yeah. And it's the cinematography's done by Emmanuel Lubezki. Man, everything is so great. The score is amazing. It's probably the most original thing. I always go into a movie thinking, like, I want to see something I never seen. You know, whether it's like a big budget movie or indie. Like, I always go, like, I want to be surprised. I want to be surprised.
Yeah.
And this, I was not let down. It was fucking amazing. Just like, whenever I thought it was going one way, it was just like,
God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. So good.
I can't overstate how excited I am for a good comedic Michael Keaton performance.
Yeah. And
dramatic.
And Ed Norton, too.
And Ed Norton, yeah. Funny. Ed Norton's good too when he's funny, yeah. Death of Smoochie.
Directed and co-written by Alejandro González Iñárritu of Morris Perro's Babel, Beautiful, right? He did
Beautiful.
Lost.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful.
But yeah, this is a must go. If it's playing on limited release and it's like an hour from your house, just drive the hour. You won't be disappointed.
21 grams.
Yeah, 21 grams. Oh, man, such a downer. Ooh,
21 grams. I don't know if it's a heavy movie. I don't know if I like 21 grams.
I love 21 grams.
I love 21 grams, but I can never watch it again.
I think I like that's interesting. Okay, I think like Babel, I liked parts of 21 grams.
I love 21 grams, and I'll watch that again in a heartbeat. Babel, I'm good. Yeah.
I liked Kikuchi.
Kikuchi? What are you talking about?
What's your name? Ryu Kikuchi. Yeah, Ryu Kikuchi.
Oh, Rinko.
Rinko Kikuchi. Yeah. Yeah, her story, everything in Babel, I loved every part of it.
I thought you were talking about Machete or something. That's all I can think about.
Racist.
Also coming out that where am I at? October 17th is Dear White People,
yes.
Which looks really funny.
Yes. I've been waiting for this movie for so long.
Yeah.
When they first did their Kickstarter.
Yes. Give us a little synopsis of it.
I mean, I don't even know how to synopsize this movie. It's like a throwback to school days. It's like classic Spike Lee that you know and love, where it's basically she's a radio DJ who has a show called Dear White People, and it's pissing off the white people on campus. And it's just about interracial relationship, or like black and white relationships. I don't know.
Yeah,
it looks funny. Go watch it.
It does look really good.
Dear White People.
Oh yeah. Have you seen the? It started off as a
Kickstarter thing, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean it started off as like a Facebook.
It's a website
thing or something.
It was a blog.
Yeah.
Or like kind of like Shit My Dad Says.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't know.
Only
that.
Actually funny.
Yeah, kinda. Really funny. Yeah. It looks really good. The trailer looks hilarious.
I'm sorry. I don't think I'm taking a stand when I say fuck Shit My Dad Says.
I'm a little bit. I feel like they recast from because they shot a trailer for the movie before they had the money to make the movie, and like they recast like the main people or some of the main people, and it's kind of weird, but I still really want to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
The main girl, black girl in it that's doing the show,
the Dear White People host.
Yeah, she is. I love her from Veronica Mars. If anyone watched Veronica Mars, she was like her nemesis for a little while, and then they became friends.
Nemesis.
I like her a lot. It looks so funny.
Yeah, yeah. So that's also the 17th. Also the 17th. Listen Up, Philip, with Jason Schwartzman, looks really great.
Really
it looks
hilarious.
Like Woody Allen-ish.
Very Woody Allen-ish.
Yeah. It stars Jason Schwartzman, Elizabeth Moss. Kristen Ritter, Jonathan Pryce.
The look
yeah.
of the movie.
Really? It kind of reminds you of The Squid and the Whale. Like, really, like maybe they did 16 or something. Like, very.
It seems even grainier and washed out than that, and I really like it.
Yeah. So it's basically about. It's very Woody Allen-ish, where it's about a writer, you know, and his woes. But I think that's coming out on limited release. Also the 17th, Camp X-Ray, with that movie with Kristen Stewart, where a soldier assigned to Guantanamo Bay befriends a man who has been in prison there for 8 years. It actually looks pretty cool, even though she's in it.
Kristen Stewart's good.
Even though she's in it.
Kristen Stewart is marred with Twilight, but she's good.
She's marred with her face, but anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Sorry. She just always liked Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, that's all the photos you see because everyone loves to talk about how she looks sad all the time. Yeah. But she's a human being with thoughts, emotions, and feelings, and desires, and wants, and sadness, and joy.
Wow, you turned me around. You turned me around. I love her now. But the movie actually looks great. It looks cool. What's his name's in it? The guy who was in Prison Break. Lane Garrison is in it. He was actually really good in Prison Break. And
Lane Garrison, what did he play in Prison Break?
Lane Garrison
was he the creep?
The young dude.
Really young guy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He was really good. Like he was supposed to be a next big thing, but then he had that like hit and run and went to jail for years. It sucks. It's kind
I shouldn't laugh about that, but just the fact
ironic that he was in Prison Break and he ended up in prison for years. But he's back and he's doing some pretty good work.
What's his name?
Lane Garrison.
Oh.
So moving on to October 24th, we got Ouija.
Fuck Ouija.
I'm with Brandon on that one.
Yeah, yeah, let's get
move back. On to John Wick. Guys,
John Wick, 96 minutes of Keanu Reeves.
We've talked about a lot of movies. This, because from this point until then is the shortest amount of time, this is my most anticipated thing.
Wow.
Is John Wick.
I just love everything about this movie.
The trailer is incredible, right?
Yeah.
Like the rhythm of the kills in the trailer. So, and also, it played at Fantastic Fest, right? The film festival in Austin. Mm-hmm. And everyone walking out of it said, not like, I think every kill he makes is a headshot, right? And there are 84 kills in the movie.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
And then it's incredible. I cannot get over how much I love Keanu Reeves. If anyone has not seen Man of Tai Chi, he's not in it that much, Keanu Reeves, but he directed it, and he plays a small/big role in the movie. But he's amazing in the movie, and the movie is really good, actually. Like, his direction is incredible, but he's in this really interesting point where I think he's just doing... He did The Matrix, he got really into martial arts, and he, like, blended that with this, like, kind of pop sensibility that just is awesome. Like, I'm sorry, he seems...
And he doesn't age.
Yeah, he seems like he's having a really good time. And this, I've heard that, like, the world building of, like, the assassins in the movie is really interesting. Like, the movie has an interesting mythology to it, which I would not expect from the movie. Yeah. But I could not be more excited for John Wick.
Oh, it's got Tyra in it. Tyra from...
Banks?
Nope.
Tyra.
Friday Night Lights.
Tyra. Oh, she plays one of the assassins, I think.
Oh, Adrian Pilecki.
I just assumed.
G.I. Joe. She was in the last G.I. Joe movie.
Yes.
The Wonder Woman in the pilot that didn't get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to see the pilot.
I mean,
and Alfie Allen from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. He's probably being a dick in this one too.
Always a dick.
Lily Allen's brother.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to October 31st, and we got Nightcrawler coming out.
Whoa! You skipped over a bunch of stuff. I mean, I guess it's stuff that I don't really care about, so it doesn't matter.
You did skip over Exists, the next movie from the Blair Witch Project director that I just watched a trailer for, and it looks horrible.
Yeah, and I also skipped White Bird in the Blizzard.
What about Lagies? However the fuck you say it.
Lagies?
Yeah, Sam Rockwell's in it, so I want to see it.
All right. Great. Chloe Grace Moretz.
There you go.
Keira Knightley, Sam Rockwell.
Yep.
Woman,
he's there.
A woman stuck in permanent adolescence lies to her fiancé about going on a retreat and spends the time
it's
hanging
out.
It's
got a really good cast.
See, that's a shitty synopsis. She's not hanging out with friends. She's hanging out with teenagers who she buys booze for.
So yeah, I don't know why you hate this shit out the gate, Ricardo.
I'm not interested.
It looks funny. Sam Rockwell looks funny.
It could be good.
I want to see it.
Also, IMDb
is R.
And then Force Majeure, which is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
It's got to be good if it's R, right?
An R version of Freaky Friday?
No.
An R version of 13 going on 30.
Nobody switches bodies. Nobody goes back in time. She just hangs out with teenagers.
She doesn't like to party?
She does like to party.
Okay.
Is she gonna fuck a teenager? That's really
weird. No. It's gonna be weird.
It's
dude.
R.
It's
she
R.
Could.
She. No penetration.
Watch the trailer.
It's suggestive.
She fucks Sam Rockwell. Duh.
October 31st.
Oh, that's kind of creepy too. That he's into that. You know.
She's not a teenager.
No, but she acts like one.
She likes to party. Nightcrawler. Come on.
I am super excited for Nightcrawler.
Me too.
The trailer's amazing. I heard the movie, that is another thing that played at Fantastic Fest, and everyone that walked out of it said it's incredible.
Yeah.
That the screenplay's really good.
Written and directed by Dan Gilroy.
Yeah.
Dan Gilroy is brothers with it. He's Tony Gilroy's brother. Tony Gilroy you might know from Michael Clayton.
Crimson Tide?
I don't think so.
No, that was Tony Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one
Scott
with
Frank.
The brother.
Are you serious? Is that Scott Frank? Did I go two?
I think so.
Did I jump two on that?
Nightcrawler, Dan Gilroy, Tony Gilroy did all the Bourne movies and stuff. But he's a great writer. I got to see him talk. I think, I forgot what movie he helped his brother write. I think it was a Bourne Legacy. And
yes.
He was just hanging out outside. I went to Q&A and maybe he wasn't involved. I ended up talking to him for a little bit.
Born Legacy.
Was, Yes. Mm-hmm. And he ended up, like, I ended up talking to him because no one was talking to him. And he's just a really cool guy and, like, had really cool things, like, cool, like tips for, like, writing and stuff like that. And it was pretty cool. So Nightcrawler. That's good
because I've heard the screenplay is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm also excited because it's a, it's like a Night in L.A. movie.
Yes, yeah.
It's more than, it's like, you mean One Night in L.A.?
No, it's an L.A. movie. Yeah, L.A. Nights movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Bill Paxton, Rene Russo, and Cusack.
I've heard his character is an all-timer.
Yeah.
Bloom.
Bill Paxton's?
No, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. The really? Lead. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm on board, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And then also that day,
Horns,
the 31st. Wait, before I go to sleep, a movie with Nicole Kidman, Colin Firth, and Mark Strong that I've never seen the trailer for. Don't know what that's about.
It's like Memento. She doesn't have a memory.
Ugh.
She has no memory. So each day,
so she parties with teenagers.
No, she doesn't party with teenagers. Each day she wakes up and she doesn't know who she is.
And she thinks she's a teenager.
She doesn't know. She does actually.
Does she fuck Sam Rockwell or not?
She does think she's a teenager. She thinks she's like 19 still, I think.
Oh, no.
And so Mark Strong calls her on his cell phone and is like telling her that he's a doctor who's been helping her with the treatment. And it's like you're trying to figure out who's doing what.
Who's fucking who over?
Well, it's like, so there's Mark Strong as her doctor and Colin Firth as her husband. And you're trying to figure out like, it feels like somebody's lying to her, and it's like, who's telling a lie and who's telling the truth? And
this happens every day of her life.
Yeah. Every day of her life.
It's a groundhog day.
Just kill yourself at that point.
Yeah.
And not
what Jenny said.
It's not worth it.
Like Groundhog Day, but it's a bit of sympathy.
A bit of a thriller, if you will.
All right. So also ABC's A Death Part 2, which I wasn't a fan of Part 1, so it doesn't matter. And it leads us to Horns, directed by Alexander Aja. And written by Stephen King's son, right?
The book was written by Joe Hill. Did he write the screenplay, too?
I think he did. I'll look it up while...
Keith Boonen.
An adaptation.
Joe Hill was Stephen King's son?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Looks just like him.
Yeah.
He does. He does look just like him.
Yeah.
I have not seen a picture of Joe Hill.
Yes.
Oh, but I love that, like, yeah, you did. It looks just like him.
It looks like...
He does look just like
him. I'm not lying.
But
he's not actually his son, is he?
He is his son.
Is he really?
Yes.
No.
Yes. He is.
I feel like an idiot.
Yes.
You are.
It's funny.
Well, fair enough.
He looks like we've got a time machine.
But I saw those... So Jenny just showed me a picture from Comic-Con.
Yes.
And I saw those pictures when Comic-Con happened. And I thought someone was making a joke. Like, oh, Stephen King's son.
No, Joe Hill
You guys aren't taking that joke to the literal extent?
No. He is the son of writer Stephen King and Tabitha King.
Yeah, he used Hill so that he wouldn't cash in on his dad's name.
Holy shit, get a new hairstyle, dude.
I would use...
And new glasses.
Yeah, and some new glasses. Get some crystal frames and part that hair.
Yeah.
Because... That is insane.
Maybe that's the only kind of hairstyle that works for the men in their family.
Maybe it's a clone of him.
Ricardo, you're a barber. He could get a new haircut.
There you go.
Barber of Fleet Street. Yeah.
You don't like musicals. Shut up.
I don't like musicals. Horns. It looks so cool. Daniel Radcliffe.
It looks really good.
It does look good.
It looks
Have
funny.
We heard anything? Does anyone
I've
know
I've heard
anything?
Bad things.
Really?
I haven't heard bad things. I've heard like middling things. Oh. Like it's good, but not like extraordinary. You know what I mean?
No, what does that mean, dude?
No, it means like it's okay, but it's not like you won't walk out of it thinking it's fantastic. It was good or whatever.
So it's a matinee kind of movie.
Yeah, but more than anything, how good is Daniel Radcliffe's American accent?
Yeah.
No British actor
it's
pulls
way
off...
better than fucking... Oh, fuck, I can't think of his name.
Who?
Leonidas.
Gerard Butler.
Holy shit. Oh my
shit.
God, yeah.
I think we talked about that in the...
The Revenge episode. Or
who directed Gentleman?
F. Gary Gray.
F. Gary Gray in the F. Gary Gray episode.
Yet. Huh?
You haven't posted that one yet.
No, it takes a lot to put the posters on there for each movie.
It's preview, we talked about that Law Abiding Citizen and we played a clip from it. It's... God damn it. Gerard Butler's American accent is horrible.
What's the movie he did? Did he do Olympus Has Fallen?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also bad. Daniel Radcliffe's American accent, flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless. Perfect. Disturbingly
I mean, now that we're
perfect.
Talking about
maybe this random segue into Olympus Has Fallen. I heard that they were making London Has Fallen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've been doing that for a while. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they lost the director.
Stabbed me in the neck with
Maybe ball. He'll just use his British accent.
Hey, I liked Olympus Has Fallen. Oh, we saw it together, didn't we?
No, we saw White House Down together.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
The other one.
I liked neither.
You can forgive me by making that mistake.
Excuse me. You enjoyed White House Down way more than I did.
I enjoyed Olympus Has Fallen also, actually.
I hate them both. Equally.
They're both good for different reasons.
Horror. They're both shitty for the same reasons.
So November 7th.
November 7th. Let's do it. November 7th, Interstellar.
Let's go to November, finally.
Fuck yeah. Let's spend the next half hour talking about Interstellar, and how much we want from it.
Okay. So let's talk about it. It's going to be out on... So November 7th is a Friday, but you can see it on Tuesday at 8 p.m. if you are from one of the cities where it's playing on... It's playing on 35... and 70 millimeters in certain theaters. And
what's
it's
the difference
open.
Between 35 and 70 millimeters?
It's wider.
Oh, really?
It's bigger film.
Yeah.
Wait, but what's the difference when you look at it?
It's bigger. The frame, the actual frame is... I really don't mean to explain this.
The
like
screen size.
You have to go to IMAX theater to see it in 70.
Yeah.
No, but that's also, you can project 70 millimeter on a normal movie screen also.
It just looks the same.
But it's 70 millimeter IMAX.
It has to do with the size of the frame of the film and the clarity of the film, because the frame is larger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has more...
Okay.
So it has more image within it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So if you... pixels.
Sure.
Per se. Yeah.
But sure. It's film, so there's no pixels.
But it's film,
right. I know, but it's the same
if that
deal.
Helps. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the same deal.
So, whereas some movies that are projected on IMAX aren't filmed
on
that.
Okay, so if they project the 70 millimeter on a regular movie theater, then there wouldn't seem to be any difference.
No.
You have to see it on an IMAX for it to make a difference.
Yeah.
Well, IMAX is like super 70.
Yeah.
Because IMAX is higher than it is wide. Mm-hmm. That's IMAX. Mm-hmm. So, it was shot in both IMAX and 35. 70 and 35. It was shot in a variety.
It was right IMAX now. 65 and anamorphic 35.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. So when you see an IMAX movie, that's why when everyone out there went and saw The Dark Knight, it would open up taller than it is wide because the frame is more in the Academy ratio style. It's more boxy than it is, but only because it has to fill seven stories of screen space as opposed to one.
Yeah. Okay. So it's opening on the 5th. It's really opening on Wednesday, but you could catch the show starting at 8 p.m. So
November?
Check it out.
Of November.
Yeah.
But because Christopher Nolan loves film, any theater that is equipped to project film 35 will get it 2 days early.
Yeah. And 70. I mean, IMAX.
And 70.
Yeah.
But if they're 35, it's fine.
Yes.
Where are you going to see it?
I'm going to go see it. There's assigned seats. I already bought my tickets. Wednesday at 3:30.
Why didn't you ask me, Jerk?
Yeah, he didn't tell anyone else here, by the way.
You were working. And they were selling out they were selling like hotcakes.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, Tuesday night sold out already. Because I wanted us to go Tuesday night at least 11 p.m. But it was sold out already. And so the best place to see it, I think, is going to be at the... Universal City IMAX, because they project actual film.
An actual IMAX screen.
Yeah. And it's assigned seats.
Yeah.
So you want to buy the tickets for that.
Can I tell you, Interstellar fills me with as much excitement as it does anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I dread... So, okay, the only true... We're
that he's going to say, all right, all right, all right?
We're in... No, I...
When they launch, I pray, once they break
I
through.
Pray for that, yeah. So we're in Los Angeles, everyone listening outside of Los Angeles, and the only true IMAX screen that we can go to feasibly is Universal City, which is also one of the worst theaters you can go to for reasons of audiences. Interstellar, and knowing Christopher Nolan, I feel like a lot of the shots are going to be very 2001-ish in the sense that there's going to be a lot of silence and like grand imagery. So you're going to be enveloped by the image while there's silence. And Universal City Walk is the absolute worst place to expect silence.
That's why I bought my tickets for Wednesday at 3:30 p.m.
See, I don't think my worry is I'm not going to go until like the second week where they have the 8 a.m. screening that I can go to that like no one else goes to, and I can see it where no one else is there, because I am so worried that those vast, you know, shots of space where I know all the sound is going to be taken out of the movie, that someone's going to say something and just, oh, the anxiety is too great for me.
Here's the thing. Once I'm in the movie, I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything.
Oh, that's bullshit. I hear everything.
I can't. I'm in it. Oh,
God, I can't stand
it. I'm in the Matrix.
I hear everything. Someone says something, I want to lose my shit.
I want to lose my shit on you because you're so quiet. All right. So it opens the 7th.
Wait a minute, what?
I don't know. I'm just fucking with you. Written and directed by I would call them the Nolan brothers, until one of them changes their sex, and then we'll call them the Nolans.
The Nolans?
Yeah.
Okay, transphobic.
all right. also that day, Big Hero 6, which looks kind of fun.
It
looks
hilarious.
Yeah. I'm surprised we've seen little when it's coming out so soon.
Yeah.
And it looks really good.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. I know there's a preview at Disneyland that friend of the show, Kevin Zuberbeer, is at today.
Really?
Yeah, and he saw it today. It wasn't there. I was there last week, and it wasn't playing the preview thing.
Oh, is that the same thing where they showed Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. Oh, there's a small theater where they show clips from the movie and stuff.
Yeah.
But Big Hero 6 looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
Also, November 7th, The Theory of Everything, which is the
Oscar bait.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking's movie.
Eddie Redmayne.
No,
Redgrave.
Oh,
as Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'll go see it. I'm going to go see it Monday, actually. So
that dude's starting to bug me for some reason. Not Stephen Hawking.
Eddie Redmayne.
Sure, that guy with his fucking robot fucking voice.
He's still the man.
You just are not a fan of Jupiter Ascending, a movie I haven't seen that I've already figured I would love.
No, it's just it's just his face.
Yeah. Oh. He's so pretty.
He is really pretty. He was good in Les Miserables, too.
He was really good in that.
I would go so far as to say dreamy.
Let's
Let's move this along. October 14th, Foxcatcher. I'm excited for this.
I'm super excited.
It's got my
November 14th.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum?
Yeah. You're right. November 17th, we got Foxcatcher.
14th.
Right. One of these days.
One of these days are good, right? directed by Bennett Miller.
That looks really good.
Bennett Miller of
Capote
and
Moneyball.
I keep forgetting the name of this one for some reason.
I love Moneyball.
Yeah,
Moneyball's really good.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Oscar bait for this? I don't know.
No, not Foxcatcher. I mean, it is, but it looks with validity. You know what I mean? Like
valid Oscar bait?
Yeah, it's a valid Oscar bait in the sense that Steve Carell, like, for some reason, I hate when people, like, totally affect their physicality, you know? Like, either gain weight or lose weight or put on a shitload of makeup. But Steve Carell looks so good.
Yeah.
Like, he looks so creepy and weird. There's that scene. I don't think I've seen the new trailer. I've only seen the first, like, kind of teaser trailer where there's, like, a 7-second shot of him just breathing heavily with his head leaned back.
Yeah.
That's just, like, weird enough but provocative enough.
Yeah.
He just looks so good.
Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo, I'm excited. I'm in.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I do want to see it, yeah.
And for the people who don't know what that is, what the movie's about, it's about based on the true story of Mark Schultz, an Olympic wrestler whose relationship with sponsor John DuPont and his brother Dave Schultz would lead to unlikely circumstances. It just looks... I'm pumped for this movie. I like Bennett Miller. I liked everything he's done. Fucking loved Moneyball.
Moneyball's really good, it's a subject that, like, now it's a perfect thing I like. Because I don't understand baseball at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I love behind-the-scenes business stuff. Mm-hmm. Like Barbarians at the Gate. Has anyone seen that? It was an old HBO movie with James Garner about the RJR Nabisco merger.
No.
It's one of my favorite movies. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like Margin Call. Do you remember Margin
Call?
Oh,
yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
I like that.
Where it's like it's just a behind-the-scenes procedural kind of thing, but a corporate procedural, which probably isn't still the best explanation.
Well,
like
The Social Network.
It's kind of like proceedings. That. Way more stylized, and dramatic.
Also the 14th, Dumb and Dumber 2. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm really looking forward to it.
The trailer looks so bad.
It looks so funny.
But I'm
looking
forward to it a lot.
Yeah.
I think the trailer looks terrible.
Go back and look at the trailer for the first one.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Here's the interesting thing about it.
You're putting the pussy in the pedestal, dude.
Did you?
There it is.
Did you see someone put images? Someone put images side by side from the first. So they had a trailer like, you know, six, way longer than that.
Yeah.
Like 12 weeks ago. Yeah. And then today. And how they de-aged Jim Carrey in the trailer.
Really?
Yeah. You should see it. It's amazing. Someone did. You can put it in the show notes. I'll find the link to the website. But someone took screen caps where you can see the progression of, you know, the first trailer and the second trailer, where Jim Carrey looks a lot younger in the second one.
Really?
Yeah, and it makes the first one look super creepy.
They Benjamin Button him?
Yeah, just they soften the lighting and kind of lighten the DI of it, you know, and it looks better. But I still, none of it landed. But for some reason, I'm still super excited.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
November 21st. I'm excited about this
movie.
Wait,
are you not excited for it?
I'm not allowed to talk about this movie.
All right. The Hunger
Dumb
Games.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
November
21st.
You know,
21st, by saying that,
Blackbriar.
You're already fucked,
Blackbriar.
Right?
Blackbriar.
I didn't say anything about the movie.
Blackbriar. November 21st, The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
Super.
Part 1 of 10.
Fucking excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you read any of the books?
I didn't.
Okay.
But I don't care because the movies are amazing.
Part one was okay. Yeah. I mean,
part one was great.
The Hunger Games part one.
Yeah.
But part two kicked ass.
Part two was way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Francis Lawrence is a pretty badass director.
Yeah.
I've now forgiven him for I Am Legend.
Yeah.
He kicked ass.
I Am Legend was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But Catching Fire was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this looks so good. And the market, I mean, I know I'm totally falling in for the marketing of it, but the marketing has been amazing so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had those teasers where it's just the white room with, what's his name?
PETA.
PETA, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being like the spokesman for the Capitol and everything.
PETA. No one's ever made a PETA bread, like, reference in the movie. Like, hey, PETA
bread.
They don't have
PETA
bread.
Oh.
They don't have PETA bread.
Yeah, there's no grease.
Well, like, none of the rich guys, like, yeah, look at this guy. PETA bread.
Yeah, Pan Am, it's a different world.
No humor.
There's not a lot of ethnic neighborhoods where that joke would land.
Although, I'm hoping for some True Detective jokes in this one.
Yeah. A lot of Yellow King references.
Yeah, a lot of Yellow King references.
Also, the 21st, the Intimidation Game.
Imitation
Game. What movie?
Jesus Christ.
What movie is the Intimidation Game? There's a movie.
Nothing.
Called...
It's nothing. It's
no,
not a thing.
There's a sequel to something called The Intimidation Game.
Nope. Like, doesn't exist. Look it up. Doesn't
Under
exist.
Siege 2.
I'll talk about The Imitation Game while you look it up.
Under Siege 2 talk is Dark this. Territory.
That's right. That's right. Talk about The Imitation Game.
Imitation Game is about Alan Turing. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Alan Turing, closeted homosexual genius, mathematical genius who helped break the Enigma code during World War II. I don't know.
Time out. He is right. There are things called the Intimidation Game.
What are they? Let's talk about this real quick.
It's not. Okay, hold on. Before you say what it is, it's not what he meant.
It's not what he meant.
No, it's not what I meant. What is it?
There was a 2012 movie called The Intimidation Game.
Oh.
And there's a TV show called The Intimidation Game. But yeah, neither of these
Never
are what
meant.
You were actually talking
Never.
About.
But this looks great. Benedict Cumberbatch looks awesome.
This is another Oscar thing, though.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I hope they really get, but that's my own personal politics. I hope they get into the persecution of him as a homosexual.
Probably won't.
Because that, I know. But that's the worst, that's the most tragic part of his story is that he was only Alan Turing, who basically was part of the few people who saved the world from the Nazis that helped end World War II, was only pardoned a scant few years ago for being gay in Britain. That's crazy.
Well, what are you going to do?
Wait,
those Brits are crazy.
Spin the movie hoping that he and Keira Knightley hook up?
Yeah.
Well, that was the weird thing about the trailer, right? It plays
this
weird...
Yeah, it makes it look
like
they're trying to get together.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, he doesn't seem like he's gay in the trailer.
Well, I mean, he does seem like he's gay, but at the same time, it's like they're sending mixed messages like, he's kind of gay, but maybe he should hook up with Keira Knightley.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Also that day, VHS Viral.
Why
even
Adam's
looking
it?
Forward to this.
Why even mention
you're
it?
You're looking forward to this.
Because Adam's looking
I'm
forward
not,
to it.
I'm not.
November 28th, Horrible Bosses 2. Yeah. I'm
no one here liked Horrible Bosses, right?
No.
I liked Horrible Bosses okay the first time.
Yeah.
I think I laughed a couple times at a couple things Colin Farrell said, but
yeah.
He was the best part of the movie. Yeah.
I think Horrible Bosses 2 was, or Horrible Bosses was... I was like living in a bubble and was
for some reason unaware of Jason Sudeikis at the time, and so it was like, oh, that guy's really funny.
But then, yeah, I mean, you're like, oh, he's in everything, and he's
now he's in everything.
Yeah. The best part, like I said, Colin Farrell was amazing in it. He's like, we gotta cut the fat. Literally, you gotta fire the fat people. Also, the 28th is Penguins of Madagascar. This looks funny. We saw some of the footage.
I won't see it.
I won't see it, but if it's on TV, I might check it out. You know?
It'll do well because it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that takes us to December 5th, and we start off the month with Wild, a movie with Reese Witherspoon, Gabby Hoffman, and Laura Dern. And it is directed by Jean-Marc Vallée. I think he did. Didn't he do the movie from last year that won a bunch of Oscars?
Matthew McConaughey? He did Dallas Buyers Club.
Dallas Buyers Club, that's what I'm thinking.
And Young Victoria.
Yeah.
I'm liking Gabby Hoffman these days, though.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of good stuff. Yeah. She was awesome on Louie. Has anyone seen Transparent? The Amazon series?
I started to watch it.
With Jeffrey Tambor? It's really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I wasn't in the mood for it at the time.
I could see that.
She's in Girls. She's awesome in Girls. She's
so I haven't seen her Girls. Is she Girls?
Yeah. She's pretty crazy. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll check it out. Then the December 12th, we have the movie that I think, are we all excited about this?
Exodus, Gods and Kings?
Yes!
Oh, fuck yeah, brother.
I am excited about that, but first let's
White
talk
people,
about...
up top.
Oh, fuck that.
All right.
This is, someone else brought it up.
Let's talk about Exodus.
Let's talk about Exodus.
Okay.
So it was, I'm pretty certain it was Devin Faraci at Badass Digest who wrote a whole thing about how Exodus is probably the last, this is a watershed movie in the whitewashed casting of predominantly like ethnic roles in a movie.
I hope so.
And I really hope so because it is so apparent in this movie where every single sub-character, and that being all slaves in the movie, is all filled by, you know, people of color. But every major character in the movie is all the whitest white people you could ever imagine. Sigourney Weaver, Christian Bale, barely sporting a tan, playing an Egyptian.
None of them are fucking...
Joel Edgerton
is... He looks like powder. He looks like fucking powder. Fuck this movie in the face.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. But haven't we experienced this since, like... The Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur and all this? Like,
that was back then.
That's what I'm saying. That was back when...
It's the 21st century.
That was back when the majority of people were racist.
Okay.
And it was fine.
Let's figure out. Who would you cast in this movie that would sell this movie on a budget of $200 million? There's nobody you can cast unless it's Will Smith.
Stop apologizing for racism.
Yes.
Stop apologizing for racism.
I want to apologize for it.
Corporate racism at that.
You're apologizing for racism right now. You're justifying, they couldn't sell this movie with people who are the right
guy,
color.
You're playing the guy. So Ridley Scott comes and he's like, okay, we got these great. We got... the problem is I can't think of someone off the top of my head. I'm bad at that. But like I have this, you know, person of color playing Moses or Ramses, you know, and they're like, oh, they don't sell fucking tickets, you know? They don't come out.
Well, if you have Will Smith, then he'll sell anything.
Will Smith is not going to play. Here's the problem is perception versus reality in that Egyptians, you know, of that time, those like dynastic Egyptians, they probably... We should edge toward, you know, black Africans, not the mixed Mediterranean that they've been classically portrayed as. Because this is prior to the more Mediterranean influence that they experience. This is prior to Cleopatra, prior to relationships with Rome and all that. So they should really be more black Africans than anything else, not Mediterranean, which is the way they've always been played, if not white, or at least white people with fucking tans. Unlike Christian Bale, who looks like he just got out of, you know, Jersey. He looks like he just came off the fighter, you know, playing Moses in a fucking movie.
But okay, so
Joel Edgerton looks the most Egyptian, but only because he's in, like, I guess what you would call, you know.
They put eyeliner
Egyptian
on him.
Face.
And they put eyeliner. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, hey, let's make him look like the cheesy pyramids like that we had when we were kids.
And his performance is this, like, what is his performance like? You can kind of tell what it is from the trailer. Like,
he's evoking Yul Brynner. He is.
Yeah, you're right. He is doing Yul Brynner. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yul Brynner
It's his kind of stilted, like, you know, like, well, we brothers. You know, like, I don't know. I can't even do
I'm still looking forward to it.
My problem is, I think Ridley Scott is just too old to be doing shit like this anymore.
Yeah?
He's just too... I'm sorry. There are people... I love Ridley Scott. Some of my favorite movies of all time have been Ridley Scott movies. Mm-hmm. But people get old. People get out of touch with the things that made them great in the beginning. The go-to example for me personally is Dan Aykroyd, who I loved for a long time.
Which is crazy.
One of my... Well, but he got older. Like everyone. Steve Martin. One of the greatest comedy minds that the world has ever produced, Steve Martin, just got older and changed, right? Mm-hmm. But what he did is he changed with it. Like, he knew who he was, so he does the things that he's interested in, and so they work for him. Ridley Scott keeps trying to do the same fucking shit he did all the time with the same sensibilities, and it just doesn't work anymore. Like, when I see a trailer for Exodus, I'm like, was I wrong about Gladiator? Because I really love Gladiator. But every time I watch it, I'm like, I really love this movie. But then I see Exodus, I'm like, I think I might be wrong about Gladiator. I think it might be really bad because this looks like shit.
Here's the thing: I'm a sucker for like sword and sandals movie, so I'll see anything that you know.
And I love the idea of seeing a new Exodus story.
Yeah,
that sounds interesting to me. Sure, why not? Noah, yes, that sounds great. Let's do the mythology again. You know, as mythology. You know,
yeah.
But. This just is so, like, oblivious to anything culturally that's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way to defend the casting of the movie. There's just no way. The only thing that he could do is come to an interview and be like,
fuck you.
Yeah. Or, like, if he's being, you know, contritious, he's going to say, like, you know, well, Christian Bale is a great actor. I believe he could bring to this role, like, a certain thing. But that's fine. I can go with that. But still, it's like, you know, try something else. You know, you have the power, you have the money, you can do it. You're Ridley Scott.
Do you guys ever see? Do you guys ever see a sketch on Mad TV called "The Greatest Action Story Ever Told"? It was pretty genius. It's the story of like the Last Supper and stuff, but Arnold gets sent back in time to save Jesus, and Arnold's played by. I think it's Michael Callan. He's a comedian from Matt TV. It's an old Matt TV sketch, so if you look it up, it's pretty funny. So they keep doing horrible things. You know, they're gonna crucify Jesus, and Terminator keeps intervening and stuff. So check it out; it's pretty funny. So.
I don't know some. Oh, I think it was someone at Badass Digest. I really do love their website; it's great. But I think someone brought up there. They did. In the trailer, there's a crocodile attack that in the trailer is cut to be like part of the plagues. Where like really? Someone's on a boat, someone's on a ship in the full trailer that they just released, where crocodiles attack the ship and are like biting down the mast of the ship. And it doesn't make any sense at all.
Little Lake Placid?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like played against the locusts and the frogs and the pestilence and the rivers of blood. But it just doesn't, I don't know, it seems so ill-informed.
Well, that is December 12th.
Aaron Paul plays some itinerant Jew.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver plays Ramsey's mother, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the movie we all want to see, Inherent Vice. Right?
Oh, fuck.
Written, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. Adapted from a Thomas Pynchon novel, right?
Yep.
Wait, are we on November 21st?
No, 12th. Yeah.
12th.
Oh, 12th. Okay.
So, yeah.
December 12th.
December 12th.
Oh, we're already December 12th?
Yep.
Guys, we didn't talk about Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
No, we don't need to. Reese Witherspoon, Jenna Malone, Joaquin Phoenix, Josh Brolin, Owen Wilson, Benicio del Toro, Michael Kenneth Williams, Eric Roberts, Maya Rudolph, Martin Short. Who's not in this movie? It's going to be amazing.
No one that's good.
No one that's good, yeah.
Everyone that's good is in this movie.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. It feels like Boogie Nights.
Yes.
It feels like the great combo of like comedy and drama that Boogie Nights is.
Yep. Yep.
Oh god, I'm so excited.
There's nothing to say. Just go watch the trailer and go with it.
There's a shot where someone hits Joaquin Phoenix in the head with a bat.
Yeah, he like turns around.
turns around to punch and falls. It's the funniest goddamn thing.
The moment where he shoots down the stairs and says, "Did I get you?" It looks really...
Did you see this trailer, Jenny?
Not yet.
It looks really, really good. Yeah.
We're going to watch it after the show.
Yeah. We're going to sit and watch it three times.
Joaquin Phoenix is so good.
And then let's move on, and then we'll talk about the movies that we're most excited to see as the last thing. December 19th. The Hobbit. I'm so tired of this Hobbit fucking shit.
I'm probably the only one here that is excited for it.
Yeah. I enjoyed
both Hobbit movies a lot. Maybe it's because I saw them. I didn't see them in theaters. I saw them at home.
The Hobbit, the Battle of Five Armies, which will hopefully be the end of all. I don't want to hear about another fucking Hobbit ever again.
Ditto. I just don't understand.
Tell you what, if you want to talk about racism, why aren't there black people in the fucking Middle Earth?
I don't. Middle Earth is a fictional place. Yeah. No, I know. They don't have to be
also,
black people.
Also,
if it's a fictional place, why can't we put one black actor in it then?
Also, Tolkien was a British nationalist.
Yeah, no, that no.
It's made up by man. Then you we could put anybody.
Doesn't
that.
Matter.
So racist. That's
fictional not place. Why okay. No, it doesn't so matter. Racist.
Hey, guess what? We'll save that anger for Star Wars.
There are black people in Star Wars.
There are black people.
In the second one.
What do you mean in the second one?
Where's the black person in Star Wars?
Oh, you're talking about the original ones?
I mean, the first or the Star Wars. Then. The one that's called fucking Star Wars.
A New Hope.
Lando Calrissian.
He's in the second one.
Yeah. He's a rascal.
He's not in the first one.
Okay, he's one. Yeah. Name another.
Well, they wanted to save the best for last.
That's the second one they saved it for.
Yeah.
Name another one.
Billy Dee Williams. He's in it.
That's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah. All right. You're right. You're right.
I'm going on record. I don't care that there are no black people in Middle Earth because fuck those movies.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually love those. Something. I actually love those movies.
Fuck those movies, dude.
I just want some fucking desolation.
Yeah. They're desolate.
Don't call it desolation.
Okay. Yeah. That is crazy to me because
there's no desolation.
There was so much dragon action in the second one.
There wasn't. Barely any.
The last half an hour is nothing but a giant dragon battle between the hobbits and the dragon. But maybe even 45 minutes of the end of the movie is nothing but a fight between the dragon and the hobbits.
What did he desolate?
Oh, my God. I think that's an asinine argument.
Don't call it that, is all I'm saying.
The desolation of Smaug?
Yeah, just don't call it that.
Because, okay, the title's bad. I feel like a total outsider because I kind of enjoyed it. Maybe
because
I saw it at home.
Dragon, I thought.
The dragon's in half the movie, though.
It's not even half.
Fuck dragons, fuck hobbits. They all should die at the end. If this movie doesn't end with all the hobbits just fucking dying,
well, you know
I'll
that's
be
not
upset.
You know that's not true.
I don't want another Hobbit movie. I don't care who's
you definitely
involved.
Won't get another Hobbit movie. You may get another Silmarillion movie.
Not interested. All right.
Definitely liked the second one more than the first one. I'll say
yeah,
that.
I did too,
the
and I enjoyed the first one.
The second one was more fun than the first one.
The second one
I think
was
I didn't like the first one because I saw it in that shitty
48
frames
per
second.
Yeah, the shitty thing, and that's why I think
see,
I
didn't
like
do
it.
I didn't see it in that way.
The high frame rate.
Yeah. Stupid. I think
dumb.
I would hate that also.
It was awful.
Okay. Next movie. Annie. Oh.
Move on.
Let's move on. Sorry.
I like
do you
Annie
have a better list? Or are we just ending the year with really crappy movies?
We're ending the movie with crappy movies.
Let's stop it at Christmas.
Well, let's talk about the last movie that's on there. Fucking Night at the Museum. Secret of the Tomb.
You don't want to talk about Night at the Museum?
I've had fun with these movies. I don't care.
I haven't seen one.
I work at an office where they play those movies like nonstop.
What's the one with Jonah Hill? I saw that one.
Jonah Hill's in it?
He's in the second one, I think.
Is he?
As a guard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
I've seen the first two. I didn't see the third one.
In the third one, you know who you get? You know who you haven't had enough of?
Ron Williams?
Ricky Gervais.
There you go.
He's awesome. Love Ricky Gervais. Ben Kingsley's in this one.
Is he a Christian? Is Ricky Gervais a Christian? I don't know. I don't remember. Wait. I don't think he's mentioned it.
What, like his religion?
Yeah,
he's
I don't think
atheist.
He's mentioned. Oh.
That's right.
I missed that. That's weird.
He doesn't ever mention that.
Are you being facetious? Okay.
What about Christmas Day?
Chris is so confused.
You didn't do Christmas Day.
What else is coming out on Christmas Day?
All Christmas Day, stuff. Fucking everything. Tim Burton's next movie?
Big Eyes.
Should we just wait for those for Christmas Day movies?
No. Why are we going to do a Christmas Day movies list?
Throw it out there. That's what's stupid. Next?
We can talk about it when they actually come out. Right now, all we're doing is jerking off all over them.
I know.
So.
Jenny, what else?
The Interview.
The Interview I'm super excited for.
Yes. I am too.
The trailer is amazing.
Yeah. It looks pretty funny.
Okay. So we don't really need to talk about that one.
Written, directed by Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yeah.
They go to interview Kim Young.
No, to kill him.
Well, interview and then kill him.
Oh, got it.
Kim Young.
I didn't actually get that from the
Kim
trailer.
Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong Un.
Yeah.
That guy.
That bastard.
Kim Jong Il's son.
Yeah. And then what else?
What is Big Eyes?
It's Tim Burton's next movie.
About the. It looks good though.
It does look good.
It looks really good.
It's the actually first movie I'm interested in from Tim Burton, which is saying a lot.
Oh.
It is, because he's shit now.
It's got good people in it.
Yeah,
Amy Adams, Kristen Ritter, Jason Schwartzman.
It's still based on another thing, but that's fine.
What's it based off
of? It could be
based on a book.
Yeah. Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2 looks pretty funny. I'll see that.
But isn't,
it looks funny.
Why isn't John Cusack in it?
I think he's like, I didn't have a good time last time.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
he's just not in it.
I don't know.
He's probably
I've heard Rob Corddry on several things where someone asks, like, is John Cusack? He's like, nah, he's not in it.
Like, don't ask. Yeah. I'll still go see it. Adam Scott is now that part he's playing.
Well, he plays his son.
Yeah, not you.
Not me.
Not you, but.
Adam Scott from Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. Super.
Yeah,
excited
I think
about.
Jenny, Adam, and I.
Is that a musical?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, I know. So it's Jenny, Adam, and I can fantastic. Talk about how we're excited about Into the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
I am pretty interested.
I'm super excited about
I'm
Into
really
the Woods.
I'm really excited. I'm hoping I'm not overly excited, though.
No, I think it has a really good cast.
I actually am not familiar with the musical, so I can't complain about whatever song
it
is.
I'm not super
like, apparently they cut out an important song, but I don't know the song, so it doesn't matter.
I feel like
they cut out like one of the big songs or something, and I don't know it, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I feel like this is the same for me as Sweeney Todd was for a lot of people, because I wasn't very familiar with Sweeney Todd, but I loved Tim Burton's Sweeney Todd. Like,
yeah,
I thought it was really good.
Sweeney Todd,
but people
movie.
Were complaining about music or songs being cut out or songs being truncated or
that's
combined.
Just going to happen.
Yeah, it's a movie. You got to do that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But this guy is the same director that
Anna
did
Kendrick's really good.
Chicago. Mm-hmm. So that's hopeful.
And I love Chicago.
I do too.
I feel like a lot of people
Bill
don't.
Condon.
I feel like a lot of people don't
Bill
like
Condon?
Chicago.
Rob Marshall.
Which is
Condon did Dreamgirls.
Which I like Dreamgirls also, although it was an hour too long.
I don't like Dreamgirls.
It was an hour
like
Eddie Murphy. If you cut out the last hour, it's a good movie.
I think most of the actors are shitty.
To the top. Yeah, Eddie Murphy's really
good. They got a lot of shitty actors and Eddie Murphy being awesome.
Eddie Murphy should have got the best supporting actor.
He
Oscar,
should have.
For sure.
Into the Woods, I will not be seeing.
I love this play. It's one of my favorites.
Jenny,
unless someone pays for my ticket and buys me a hot dog and
not me.
Popcorn.
Well, I can't wait until they have a better trailer.
Together.
That's what I'm excited about.
I want a trailer. That pissed me off so much. I want a trailer with songs
with
in
music.
It. Yeah, because they're not selling it as the musical as it is.
They're not.
Because they're afraid, because musicals don't make money generally, so they're afraid to sell it as that.
Are they going to sing a...
Although Les Mis did really well, didn't it?
I don't think Les Mis did that well.
Because it had Russell Crowe.
No, Russell Crowe. I actually liked Russell Crowe in Les Mis.
He's a terrible singer.
But
it,
I'm kind of a Russell Crowe apologist.
He sings for shit. He sings for shit in that movie.
I would not say terrible. Well,
terrible.
There are plenty of
have
people
you listened
worse.
To any of the soundtracks?
Pretty bad.
Of the Broadway shows?
I'm sorry. Have you listened to 30 Odd Foot of Grunt?
This is not 30 Odd Foot of Grunt. This is a Broadway caliber musical where he is like
have you listened
struggling.
To 30 Odd Foot of Grunt's cover?
Struggling.
Yeah, it was hard to listen
struggling.
To.
Struggling.
I really wanted to like Les Mis. It was okay.
I liked up until...
they start singing?
well, they're singing
starts,
all the way through.
Yeah.
Up until... Satine. No, not Satine. Anyway, Anne Hathaway's big number.
Fontaine.
Up until her number... And then I kind of lose interest. Because that's the best thing in the whole thing.
It is.
And it's like 30 minutes into the movie.
Well, and then Sacha Baron Cohen and Helen Bonham.
Oh,
really good.
That's really
good.
They
were really good.
Yeah, they were really good.
Keep talking about musicals, guys.
Yeah.
Also coming out on Christmas Day is a movie that I'm looking forward to for one actor and one actor only. The movie's called Unbroken. It's the new Angelina Jolie movie.
That's who you're looking forward to.
No,
wait.
It's written by the Coen brothers. And it stars a kid who in two years, everyone's going to be like fucking Jack O'Connell.
Oh, wait, she's not in it?
Jack O'Connell.
Oh. No. I thought you were going to say Domhnall Gleeson.
She hasn't been
Well, that him too.
She's directed?
Yeah, no, she's
this
not
her,
in
this is her third thing, I think. Or
oh,
second
really?
Thing that she hasn't been
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she did.
What
the,
else did she direct?
She directed that Daniel Pearl movie.
In the Land of
Blood
and
Honey.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's not the Daniel Pearl movie, though.
What was the other one?
Broken Heart. Or
no, that's not the title, though.
Sacred Heart.
No.
Fuck it. Let me talk about fucking Jack O'Connell.
She didn't direct that one. She's only. I think this is only her. Yeah, this is only. Oh, wait. What the fuck?
A Place in Time?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Please let me talk about Jack O'Connell. Someone let me talk about Jack O'Connell.
All right, everyone shut the fuck up. Let Ricardo talk about Jack O'Connell because we are going to be riveted.
I'm so excited to hear about Jack O'Connell.
Shut the fuck up, Jenny.
Tell me more about Jack O'Connell.
You're gonna. Everyone's going to be saying Jack O'Connell, Marlon Brando of our time. This guy was in a show called Skins, the British version, and he's in a movie called Startup. That's pretty cool. You should see it's on the man right now. But he is an amazing actor. That's all I have to say.
Are you sure people aren't going to be talking about Jai Courtney? Like, that guy was really good in this movie and in A Good Day to Die Hard.
Yeah.
He's just really awesome.
He's in this too?
Yeah, he's third good, build.
You know, fuck, like, I made it 5 minutes into that thing. And I just immediately, for some reason, I started looking around the room, and I never do that.
Good Day to Die Hard?
No.
Oh, so you didn't even, the car chase in that movie is awesome.
It is.
The car chase is amazing. Just go to the car chase. Oh my, no, dude, seriously. I am completely, earnestly telling you, just go to the car chase. Watch the documentary about the making of the car chase. Is it better than the whole movie.
Is it better or worse than the car chase in Jade?
Better.
Oh, fuck you. There's no way. That's the only good thing in Jade.
Okay. Statistically, Jade is not even in the top 25 car chases of all time, and I can tell you that for a fact.
Okay, that seems... You said statistically and fact. That seems like you have some sort of study to back
it up. I haven't told you about... there's a research project I've been doing on the side about car chase projects. I'm not even joking.
You're actually right.
Did you guys know Domhnall Gleeson is Brendan Gleeson's son?
He's also in Star Wars.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Episode 7.
Did you know that, Jenny?
Who is
Domhnall Gleeson?
Mm-hmm.
He looks kind of like him.
What kind of name is that?
It's Irish.
Gaelic.
He's in About Time.
It's not Domhnall. It's
Domhnall.
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 Who is he related to?
Brendan Gleeson.
She's not just Donald.
Who's Brendan Gleeson?
Brendan Gleeson. God, none of you are right about this shit.
Brendan Gleeson.
Brendan.
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 That's Brandon.
From 28 Days Later.
I know Brendan because everyone thinks my name is Brendan because I don't enunciate Brandon.
Brandon. Brendan Lee?
Do people Brendan?
They do.
Was it Brendan Lee or is Brendan?
Brendan Lee, Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah. Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall.
Jack O'Connell.
Yeah, there's an end.
You motherfucker.
That's the end of the show, I think, right? That's the last movie. Unless you guys want to talk about the Bearstein Bears or whatever the fuck the movie's called.
Wait, when is Frank coming out?
Paddington Bear?
Frank
already came out.
Oh.
I thought I was going to get a chance to talk about...
Jenny's...
I mean, if we're going all the way to this one,
I thought I was going to get a chance to talk about Mudbloods. Have you guys seen the trailer for Mudbloods?
American Sniper is also coming out on Christmas Day.
Fuck Clint Eastwood movies.
He's too old now.
He's way too old. He doesn't give a shit. Have you guys seen the trailer for Mudbloods?
No.
Ricardo and I are going to watch the trailer for Mudbloods after this recording. Anyone out there, go see the trailer for Mudbloods. Yes. Go see the trailer for Mudbloods. It's a documentary about people who play Quidditch in real life.
Ugh.
And it will be the tipping point for you on documentaries. And by tipping point, I mean you will think people will make a documentary about any fucking interest that anyone has in the world.
I already think that.
Yeah. Also,
you got to see this thing, though.
Go check out a trailer called What We Do at Night.
I've already watched multiple documentaries about LARPers. Multiple.
LARPing.
So.
All you need is role models.
Yeah.
That's not a documentary, though. I'm just saying about LARPers, it might as well be. I'm already well aware of the fact that they will make a documentary about anything.
So that's it. That'll take us to Christmas, and then that's what we're gonna do. Just watch a bunch of movies and chill out.
So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
God bless us, everyone.
Before we sign off, what are you looking most forward to? Jenny.
Oh, this is tough.
John Wick?
No.
John Wicks?
No. Oh, probably Interstellar.
Interstellar, yeah. Yeah.
It's like the one that I'm looking forward to the most. Okay,
two, Jenny.
Why me?
Well, you're next to me.
Did we talk about?
Interstellar?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go one by one. Adam, what's your
Oh, I and mean, Nightcrawler. How about Nightcrawler?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
That's
Interstellar.
Good.
Interstellar, fucking Interstellar. I want to see that so bad.
So twice. So you're looking forward to that twice.
Man, yeah. I didn't know I could do that.
Interstellar and Inherent Vice.
I just scrolled back through it again, and it added movies that we hadn't talked about the first time through. It's weird. IMDb app.
Yeah.
St. Vincent.
St. Vincent.
Interstellar and Inherent Vice. Those are the only movies that matter.
I'm with Brendan Gleeson here.
It's Brendan Bennett.
Yeah.
Brendan. Ooh, and Mockingjay. I don't know.
Oh, it's right.
I don't know.
I mean,
Mockingjay.
We normally do five, so I'm just going to say Interstellar, Inherent by St. Vincent, John Wick.
Yeah.
And
Mockingjay.
And Annie?
Something else. Not Annie or Mockingjay.
White people.
Yeah, Dear White People.
Interstellar.
White people? I was like, Exodus?
Yeah, so you're really excited about Exodus.
Interstellar, Inherent Vice, Mockingjay. Ooh, what was the fourth one? Oh, John Wick and Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah. Sean Wicks, our friend Brendan Sean Wicks, should mock up a poster that says totally. Sean Wicks.
Totally.
Where he's like killing people. All right. Until next time. Well, first of all, you can find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You could find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
I'm at Janae, JEHNEIGH.
I'm at Ann Adam Scott, AN_AdamScott.
At BL Bennett.
Go to our website to find all the cool trailers we're going to post, and you're going to put something on there as well.
What am I? What?
You said I'm going to put something on the show notes. So what were you going to put
on
the show?
I said you were going to put something on the show notes.
Well, what was it, though?
I think it was a trailer for Mudbloods.
No, that wasn't it.
No, the Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, the comparison, the side by side. Yes.
See, you already forgot. So
you did too.
Hey.
Okay.
Until next time, have a good week.